Weekend World of Monitor, and I'm Barry Nelson, your host.
Daddy started out in San Francisco, not a trumpet loud and deep. Suddenly a voice said, go for it, Daddy. Bring the picture on the wider screen. And the voice said,
and the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. With a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, tingle in the street. Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. With a tingle in your fingers and a powerful beat. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm on the street. Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. And the rhythm of life.
Cy Coleman's Orchestra and Chorus with Rhythm of Life. Next, the Rhythm of Laughter. Monitor presents Jonathan Winters' Impressions of Improbable People. Brought to you by Autolite. Fine quality parts for all cars. You're always right with Autolite.
The Adventures of Dick Tracy. As we join Dick and his partner, Sam Catchum, they appear to be having a picnic.
This picnic is a good cover, Tracy. From here, we can spot Chuck Hole and the counterfeit Autolite shock absorber convoy. Pass the pickles.
Not now, Sam. Here come the trucks.
Which truck has the counterfeit Autolite shock?
I'll show you. Hand me that stopwatch and take the detonator out of the picnic basket.
As the trucks pass beneath the clever pair...
Now, Sam.
And when the smoke clears...
How'd you know which truck had the counterfeit Autolite shock absorbers, Tracy?
Simple, Chuck Hole. I knew the counterfeits wouldn't have Autolite's extra heavy pressure tube and double oil reserve. So I timed the speed of the trucks. The fastest truck had the lightest load and therefore the phony shocks.
Well, I sure was shocked, Tracy.
Thought you'd get a bang out of it, Chuck.
Oh.
As Dick says, you're always right with Autolite.
Now, Jonathan Winters, the not-so-little and not-so-old wig maker.
Good afternoon, sir. What is your name?
My name is Nathaniel Toop.
Oh, Mr. Toop, do you run this establishment?
I certainly do, with the help of my estranged brother.
Your estranged brother, huh?
Yes.
Is he here in the shop?
He's not here. That's why he's estranged.
Oh,
he just, he comes in here now and then.
I see.
And fixes some of the wigs and brings me used hair.
How do you put your wigs on? With glue or what?
Well, it's according to the person how they feel about it. Some people I found are allergic to glue. Uh-huh. We have our regular, one of my assistants, Paul, and it's just Paul's paste. And we take Paul's paste and just paste it over their skulls.
Uh-huh. I see there's some tacks here on this one wig. Is that just to hold it on the... model?
Well, that's if you want to be able to dive off a high dive and go into the water, or stand up in front of a hurricane and not have your hair come off. It's tacked in. We really have a tiny tack hammer and bound right in. And, of course, then the person is, from time to time, will complain of headaches. And we have headache powders we sell.
Well, it's very interesting. Now, what do one of these wigs cost? Can you tell me?
Well, they range from $20, $25 to up to $1,000.
Yes.
And we can give you just a new life and a new lease on
it. How did you get started? Who taught you this from the beginning of your career?
My folks were bald.
Your folks were bald.
My folks were bald, and Mom and Dad, ever since I can remember, and they seemed awfully old to me.
Uh-huh. Now, what are you preparing at the present time? What is one of your big works that's facing you?
Well, one of my big projects, my estranged brother and myself are, if I can ever find him, we're going up to, and we'll spend a fantastic weekend, a thing that I've planned that I think is going to be lots of fun.
What's that?
We're going up to Mount Baldy and put a gigantic wig on it.
And rename it Mount Harry. Jonathan Winters brings his impressions of improbable people to monitor every weekend.
Last year, only two members of the band at Anton smoked L&Ms, Irving, the piano player, and Charlie on sax. Now Sam, the bass player, is on the L&M side. When you've got today's best taste in smoking, people find out.
Come on over for the taste of it. Come on over to the L&M side.
When you've got today's best taste in smoking, people find out.
Here's a Monitor Sports Bulletin. The Los Angeles Lakers beat the Boston Celtics 121 to 117 today, now trail 3-2 in the NBA's best of seven final playoffs. Join in now, Mitch Miller and his gang.
Sense of freedom, let it always be sense of freedom.
Andy Williams, next on the Monitor Beacon.
At the Dodge Boys, join the Dodge Rebellion right away. For the very best kind of a deal, get your very next automobile from the Dodge Boys today.
And now's the time to get Coronet, the fastest selling car in the hot new Dodge line. Because your Dodge Boys, Helms Brothers, Bayside are giving special deals on the sleek new baby. Deals that can put you behind the wheel of the most exciting car you've ever driven on terms that suit you. Come on in, see Coronet. Join the Dodge Rebellion against dull driving and get the deal of the year.
For the very best kind of a deal, get your very next automobile from the Dodge Boys today.
Brad Crandall has a party line, PL78866. 6. Speak with them evenings on WNBC AM and FM New York.
Barry Nelson back with Monitor 66 and a familiar voice.
Monitor is full of surprises to some of you. One of them may be that I'll be your regular Saturday evening host beginning next weekend. I'm Henry Morgan. I'm a little surprised myself.
Oh, I'm not. I'm glad you're joining the club. Next Saturday night, full of surprises, Henry Morgan, Monitor's newest host.
Plymouth takes first, first, and first. That's right. Three great drivers, Richard Petty, Paul Goldsmith, and Jim Herdebees, have won three 500-mile NASCAR races in a row. Daytona, Rockingham, and Atlanta. All three drove Hemi-powered Plymouth Belvederes to those victories. These cars were specially modified just for stock car racing. You couldn't buy one even if you tried, but we'd like to remind you that the engineering know-how that makes our racing Hemis so great goes into every 66 Plymouth you can buy off your Plymouth dealer's showroom floor. Since you don't need a machine like the racing Hemi, try the Belvedere with the 383 cubic inch V8 or the street Hemi. Or test drive one of the other kinds of 66 Plymouths, Fury, Valiant, and Barracuda. With success like this, it's no wonder Plymouth sales have more than doubled in the last 3 years. See your Plymouth dealer and check out a winner. Plymouth, a great car by Chrysler Corporation.
Monitor on stage. Star performances recorded live at leading theaters, nightclubs, and concert halls throughout the world. Today, Jack Benny, as he entertained recently at a 25th anniversary celebration of the USO.
If you think I'm not cheap, I'll tell you something. If you think I'm not stingy, I was here during the transit strike, and I didn't even know there was one. I walk, and I never buy a newspaper, which shows you. Some time ago, I was speaking at a dinner, and Georgie Jessel was the toastmaster. And they were giving a testimonial dinner to a gentleman there whose name I do not recall at this moment. But he was not a comedian. He was a businessman who was very charitable. And when he was introduced by Jessel with such adjectives that you've never heard in your... Jessel didn't even know the man. Finally, this fella got up after this beautiful introduction, and he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, I really don't deserve those kind words. But I have arthritis, and I don't deserve that either." Oh, I've stolen that a million times, you know, where I credit myself to it. But Jessel always introduces people like that, you know, wherever he goes. He makes it really like, because you know why, don't you? Because he loves to speak at funerals. Nobody in the world likes to talk at funerals like Jessel. That's his business, you see. He can't wait till a friend of his dies. He's got everybody's ready, mine, Abe Last Vogels, everybody's all prepared for these things. And you know in Hollywood how they do things so big, everything is so important. Well, anyway, once one of James Mason's cats died. Anyway, I went to the funeral. There were quite a few professional people there, a few furriers, and Georgie Jessel delivered a eulogy at that funeral. You wouldn't believe what that cat did for Israel.
Jack Benny, who claims he's cheap, but he's certainly given us a lot of laughs for a lot of years. One of the greats.
The shadow of your smile, when you are gone, will color all my dawn. Look into my eyes, my love, and see. Kissed your lips, and so did I. Now, when I remember spring, all the joy that love can bring, I will be remembered.
Was Andy Williams. Now, Chet Huntley reports, brought to you by the Great American Insurance Companies, protecting the nation through hometown insurance agents.
On several occasions, we have heard President Johnson talk about something called creative federalism. In his State of the Union message this year, he said he planned to appoint a commission to develop this concept. Since then, there has been some mild speculation from time to time on just what it is the president has in mind, and what it is he may mean by creative federalism. We may soon find out more about it. More on this in a moment.
Some game. Too bad Bob couldn't make it.
Yeah, he could stand some cheering up. Boy, if my house had burned down.
You know, things like that scare me.
Scare you? You know, the next day I got a new homeowner's deductible policy.
Deductible on a house?
Sure. Works like deductible car insurance, put out by Great American Insurance. I wanted some extra protection without paying higher premiums. So I got this Great American Homeowner's Deductible. Gives me more insurance for the same money.
Oh.
Simple. Great American pays everything over the deductible, according to the terms of my policy. By eliminating small claims, Great American passes the savings on to me. I can get more coverage at no extra cost.
Makes sense.
Yeah, if you're interested, see my Great American agent. Or give him a call. He'll give you all the facts on a great idea. More protection for your home, without paying more.
Okay. I'm sold on Great American Homeowner's Deductible. Tomorrow morning, I'll give your insurance agent a call.
President Johnson, the practical politician, may be on the verge of demonstrating that he is also a political philosopher. It is reported in Washington that he will soon name his commission, charged with the responsibility of providing substance for his creative federalism. From what we know of Mr. Johnson's plan at the moment, the concept is not going to lend itself to any neat or tidy definition. It will not apply uniformly in all cases. Actually, the plan seems to be one in which the relationships between the federal government and the states would be taken out of present straitjackets provided by law and put on a more informal and flexible basis. Creative federalism appears to be a concept which would encourage state and local initiative. It would, however, be pragmatic in that it would tend to look at a particular problem and then pose the question, how can local governments, state governments, and federal government team up to solve the problem in the shortest time and with the least waste? The concept anticipates that the federal government might team up with a local community in one instance, with a state in another, and with an area or a regional body in yet another. Creative federalism may call for a restructuring of the federal bureaucracy to make it more responsive to both the White House and to the needs of state and local communities. It presumes that there might be a relaxation of federal requirements governing how federal money is to be spent, and to permit the states and local governments to make these decisions. It anticipates that in order to solve problems, the federal government would assume the position of a wealthy potential partner, standing by for any legitimate need on the part of a state or community or an area. Creative federalism, from what we know of it now, also foresees the possibility of partnerships with universities, private industry, and foundations to solve specific problems. It is an interesting concept, coming at a time when the expansion of federalism, expansion of the powers and responsibilities, duties, and obligations of the federal government is an undeniable fact, and when we justifiably wonder how we shall continue to govern ourselves. This is Chet Huntley, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
Chet Huntley reports on Monitor every weekend and can be heard Monday through Friday on Emphasis along with Edwin Newman, Tom Pettit, Frank Blair, Merrill Muller, Arlene Francis, Bill Cullen, and Barbara Walters. Tomorrow, Barbara Walters talks with a man whose entry in the University of Mississippi provoked a major riot, James Meredith. He's written a new book, due to be published soon. Emphasis, your source of information and entertainment during the week.
A public service tip from your FTD florist. Don't be disappointed on May 8th. Order Mother's Day flowers today.
You hear Newsweek magazine quoted more and more these days. Much more, it seems, than any other magazine. A recent survey showed that Newsweek is quoted by newspapers and other magazines far more than any other newsweekly, and that no other magazine comes close to Newsweek as a source of quoted news on radio and TV. That's pretty impressive when you stop to think of it. All it takes to make you a confirmed Newsweek quoter is a fast reading of the current issue. This week and every week from now on, read Newsweek, the world's most quoted newsweekly. Thank you. Robert Camford gave us that happy feeling. And the National Automobile Dealers Association says it's the same kind of feeling you get from joining a worthwhile community project. You take the Boy Scouts, for example. You'll find that a wonderful way to get that happy feeling. And if you just get involved in scouting, you'll also find a lot of your fellow scout leaders are new car dealers. New car dealers volunteer for scouts, community chest work, the YMCA, and the Red Cross. Join them and help make your community a better place in which to live. I'm Barry Nelson, and this is Monitor. Enjoyable weekend listening wherever you are. In the heart of Pennsylvania Dutchland, and what beautiful country that is, you'll hear us on WGAL, Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Monitor, going places and doing things on the NBC Radio Network.